That panel sounds awesome. Would you agree? That is amazing. I just love it. So that is such a gift for this congregation. All right, so we are starting a new series this morning. It's called I Love My Church, and it's going to challenge you in different ways. And I'm going to back up one here. Notice the last phrase of that song, I'll be what you want me to be. Now, you sang that, and now I'm going to hold that to you this morning with this message, all right? So I'm going to challenge you a little bit. Over the next 5 weeks, we're going to be looking at the series of what that looks like. And so today's kind of the introduction sermon, and then we're going to get into more details and more depth here the next 4 weeks with different types of topics. And so if you want to, you can turn to John 13, verses 34 through 35. I'm not going to read it to you right away, but have it ready when we get there. I'm going to approach this just a little bit differently this morning and how we're going to do this. But I got some questions I want to bring forth. And notice I got a marker board up here. I don't do this very often, but I'm going to do this morning. And I'm going to need your help. All right? So let's get started. How many of you enjoy going to various places in your life? All right? Locations, offices that we eventually must visit in life. I want to ask you that question this morning. There are some things that you thoroughly enjoy going, correct? Shields. Some of you love going to Baumgart's. I mean, if you can't get it at Baumgart's, you just will not even go anywhere else, right? That's my theory. Some of you agree with me out there this morning. There's DQ, whatever it is, the movies. Those are great places to go and visit in your life. You want to go to those types of places. And so now I want you to think about that just for a minute. I want to visit those places. Now, let me switch gears just a little bit. I want you to give me one word of how you feel about these next three pictures, okay? Now don't elaborate on it, and I will write down some of those key words that I hear you say. I'm not going to do a lot of writing, but just a couple words I want to put on the board here this morning. So when you see this next image, tell me, what do you feel in one word? When you have to get your license renewed and you have to go to the DMV, how do you feel? Nervous. All right, let me get right in here. Okay, now I'm not the greatest speller, so we'll see how it goes here. Okay, what else? Nervous? Dread. What else? Annoyed. Because you will get sick of, what else? What? Can't smile. You're not happy, right? All right, not happy. How many of you, when you go there, you're worried about your vision test? Anybody? I'm getting to there. Okay, now let me show you the next one. I want you to give me a word of how you feel. Doctor's office. What's the word that comes to mind? You see that picture on the screen. What? Nervous again? Okay. Dread? Scared. I heard scared this morning. All right. What else? What? Uncomfortable. Man, these are big words you're making me write. Okay. I have one more yet I'm going to share with you this morning. The grocery store. How do you feel when you go to the grocery store? Broke. Oh, I like it. I like it. Okay, so here's what I want you to think about. You have to go to these places, don't you? You have to go to the grocery store. Eventually, you have to go to the doctor because you get sick or something happens to you. You need to get a physical. You have to go to get your license renewed. You're required to go to those, but those are places that you don't always want to go to or like to go to, and they bring out all kinds of different responses in you and I. So I'm going to throw you one more picture, and I want you to think to yourself, don't blurt it out, how do you feel when you go to this place? Don't say anything. What do you feel when you come to church? What emotions come to mind? What's going on inside of you on a Sunday morning when you get up in the morning, when you drive in the parking lot, and you come in the doors to this church? What emotions are you feeling? All right, now I'm going to go a little deeper with you here this morning. Maybe some of you are feeling broke, I don't know. But anyway, but here's what I want you to think about. How many of you would say, I dread coming to church? How many of you would say, I'm scared sometimes to come to church? Or, I'm uncomfortable coming to church? I want you to think about the people that aren't here this morning that maybe used to come to church. Maybe your neighbor you know that isn't a part of a church. How do you think they feel? Right? I didn't hear anybody say, I love to go to the doctor. I love to go get my license renewed. So let me ask you, how do you love your church this morning? Right? What's going on in your mind this morning? So we got this picture of different ideas of things in various places that we must go in life. But what about when it comes to church? And so I want you to think about, what does it look like to love your church this morning? Think about those that aren't with us today, or maybe somebody that's sitting next to you in the pew, that maybe this is the first time they've been in church in quite a while, or maybe it's new to them, or maybe it's you this morning that you're a little uncomfortable that what's going on because God's called you here. Is anybody notice that there's something different already this morning in church? That nobody's noticed that it's an hour earlier than what we normally get together? Right? Yeah. Yeah, something different is going on, isn't it? It's a new place in life for us. It's a new season for us as a church. But here's the question I want to bring to you this morning is, what God intended us to be, are we doing that in our church? And let me share a Bible verse with you here in just a moment. How many of you, I'm going to do some more church trivia with you this morning. How many of you know our three core values? Anybody care to list those off? By the way, I'm giving the answer on our logo. You can look underneath those three little words. So our first core values are things that we feel that are important to our church family and that we do really well. All right? The first one is that we worship well. Sunday mornings are important to us. We gather, we preach the truth of God's word. We're here to learn, we're here to grow in our faith. We worship, right? And then we, what's the second one? No. Relationship, right? Look around you in the pew. There are people sitting next to you that you know. You share life with. They're your neighbors. They're your friends. You do Bible study with them. You go to community events with them. And then we get to the third one, which is what? Reach. Here's another word for reach. Discipleship. Sharing the word of God. Inviting others to come into the church to know who Jesus is in our lives. So this series is going to be about that particular thing. That we learn to be the community that God intended us to be. And so now I want you to turn in your Bibles with me this morning. And we're going to go to John. I get my glasses out here a minute. Chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. Turn with me in Scripture just for a moment. And I even have it on the screen for you this morning. But I want you, I always like to hold the Word of God, and I'd like you to do it too as well as you read. Listen to what he says to his disciples. Now, Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross here. He's not too far from that. And this is what he says to them. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. The word of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you this morning, hearing your word. May you bless us with your Holy Spirit. May these words be your words and not mine. Lord, I pray too that for those that have gathered here to hear your message today, that they will leave here, Lord, knowing how they should live their lives according to your word through the teaching of your Holy Spirit. Open their minds, their hearts, and souls to receive your word today. In Jesus, I pray these things. Amen. The verse I just read to you, that's what Jesus intended the church to look like, to love one another. Now, if you know the book of Acts, the book of Acts starts the early church, but we're in the book of John yet, and he's given his disciples a command, I want you to love one another. Because when people see that you love one another, they're going to know that you're a follower of me. The way you live your life. The way that you love each other. And it's not optional. Not an elective. Notice it says, I give you a new what? Command. Right? He says, this is what I want you to do. Remember that last verse on the song you just sung, right? I'll do what you want me to do. That's what I want you to do. That's what God is asking of you and I, to be the church in where we live, here in Inwood, Iowa, or wherever you live in the communities that you're a part of. So we are to love one another. So let's get into some meat this morning. Let me bring up this question. What does it mean to love one another? All right? So when we say we want to love the church as God intended it to be, what do we mean by love? That's what I want to describe to you this morning. Now, I'm going to show you two different types of love. One, and they're both good types of love. But one's going to be clearly the way that God wants us to love the church. Okay? Now, Dory and I, we come across this new restaurant in Sioux Falls a couple years ago. It's called 2210 Kitchen and Cocktails. Have any of you ever been to that restaurant in Sioux Falls? Yeah, if you haven't, you're missing out. I'm going to tell you that. It is a good place to eat. It's on 69th and Western, right in a little corner there in a strip mall, 2210 Kitchen and Cocktails. So we went there the first time, and great food, great service, and get this, great price. We didn't go broke. It was good. The place is busy. The service is great. I mean, we enjoyed it. We loved it. It was good. And we got out of there. We said to each other, we'd go back there again. And we have several times to go eat there. 2210 Kitchen and Cocktails. I loved the place. I liked it. And we've never had bad service or bad food there. We've enjoyed that restaurant. I love that restaurant. Now, that's one type of love, right? Now, here's another type of love I want to share with you this morning. How many of you as young fathers, you had children at home, and at Christmas time, you got Christmas gifts that required some what? Some assembly. How many of you enjoyed those types of gifts when your kids received those types of things? Some of you are already shaking your head going, oh. Those were not my favorite things. I didn't like it when I had to work for 2 hours on Christmas Day putting some kind of a toy together that required some assembly. But guess what? I did it because I loved my sons. Makes a total difference, doesn't it? I'm willing to do some things that I really don't care to do in my life because I know that it's for my sons, whom I love very much. So I want you to think about the two different types of love that I just shared with you this morning. How does God want you and I to love the church? Like 2210 Kitchen and Cocktails, or like my son. And once in a while, I got to put up some stuff I really don't care about in that relationship with my son. Because it's not perfect. There's things that God calls me to do with my sons that I don't always enjoy doing. But I do them because I love him. You see, and there's two different types of love there, isn't there? So let me just go a little deeper with you this morning. So what do I say when I love my church? Because the church is God's mechanism to love one another. Did you hear that? It's God's mechanism that we get to practice loving one another as we gather here as the body of Christ. So do I love? Do we love? Does he want us to love one another? Like the experience that I had at 2210 Kitchen and Cocktails? Or does he want me to love the church like I love some assembly required my sons? Do you see the difference? When I went to 2210 Kitchen and Cocktails, I was going to experience something, right? I got sat at a table. They brought me a menu. They served me some water. I got to order what I wanted. They brought me food. It was good service. I loved it. I liked it. But I was going there to experience something. And it's so different than when I go do something for my son. So let me explain this just a little bit to you this morning. Let me put it to you this way. How many of you have heard of Yelp? Young people, raise your hand high. Old people, if you know what I'm talking about, raise it even higher. So say, for you that don't know what Yelp is, go home and ask your grandson or daughter. They'll explain it to you. But anyway, it's a web review that you can go online. You can look at reviews. All right? So you can go to 22 Kitchen 10 and Cocktails, get the reviews, and Yelp will tell you, hey, this is a 5-star place. This is a good place to eat. You want to go here. Or if I had a bad experience at 2210 Kitchen and Cocktails, I could write a Yelp review and give them 1-star and could say, avoid this place. Don't go there with anything. Just stay away, right? So I want you to think about the church for a moment. And then I want you to shift your mind with me to your son or daughter. Would you ever give your son or daughter a Yelp review? That's Cynthia. Stay away from her today. She's worth 1-star. Right? Oh, Scott. Stay away from Scott. He's average today, but I'll give him 2 today. So let me ask you this. Where does your church fall into that? Do you treat it like 2210 Kitchen and Cocktails? Or you come thinking you're going to expect something, and you give a review? Or do you treat it like you would your son or daughter? You go there because God calls you here. You're going to put up with some stuff once in a while. It's not going to be perfect. But you go because God calls you to be part of the body of Jesus Christ. So let's talk about church Yelp reviews. Did you know that that's even a thing? I went online this past week and started looking. I couldn't find any for our church, but I found some for some other churches. And they're rated. I thought, holy smokes. And I started looking at them, and some are good, some are bad. And so, but let's talk about church Yelp reviews. What would that look like? All right? So here's my first Yelp review I want to give you. I got to look at my notes here. I got them. All right, here we go. We sang too many hymns today. 2 stars. Right? Oh, the preacher, his message, I didn't get nothing out of it. 1 star. Oh, that Gladys, she snubbed me in the coffee line. I'm never talking to her again. 1 star. Do you see how we do that at church? See, the moment that you and I start to do that, we think church is 2210 Kitchen and Cocktails. That is not how Jesus intended for us to love the church. And I'm afraid today in our consumer world, we are wired that way. We are pushed that way in our Christian walks. And we determine our love based off of how we feel and maybe what's going on in our lives. And I want you to know that Jesus never intended it to be that way. So when he gave that new command, he says, I want you to love one another like I loved you. And guess how he loved you and I? I'll die for you. How many of you are willing to go that far for your church? I'm not talking the building. I'm talking your family, your neighbors, your friends. that need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And more importantly, they need to be shown love. And I'm not calling you to be perfect, because none of us are. And I am far from perfect as well as a pastor. And I don't always do it right. But I know that God gives me a new day every day of my life that I can do that. I am thankful that the church doesn't operate on Yelp reviews, because that's not how Jesus intended it to be. Some of you are still wondering, what is Yelp, right? Yeah, go home and figure that out. You'll find a whole new world out there. How did Jesus love? So here's what I want you to think about this morning. When you leave here today, when you drive out the driveway with your spouse or by yourself or with your family, whoever's with you, or if you're by yourself, that's totally fine too. But I want you to think about, how did I show up today to 414 North Oak? By the way, that's our address. All right? How did I show up here today? Was I ready to love the way that God intended me to love the church? And then here's what's even going to be harder for you. It's tomorrow morning when you get up to go to work. Are you in the same place as what you came here this morning? Because that's what God's asking of you. Are you loving people the way that God intended you to love? Because when you love people in the way that Jesus intended you to love people, guess who they're going to see? Jesus. You want to share Jesus Christ? You want to reach people? You want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ? Love people well. That's what he asks of you and I. Be okay to put up with some of the static that goes with it. That's part of life, right? Love people well. So let me finish with this question right here. Here we go. What does it look like to intentionally love the church? Now, I'm going to leave you hang with that question, because the next 4 weeks, we're going to answer that question in great detail from Scripture. What does it look like to intentionally love the church? And I'm not talking only, I want this church to love well, but I'm talking the church as the broader community of Jesus Christ in the world today. When you go to work, when you go to recreation, when you go to different places, when you go, how many of you are going to go visit 2210 Kitchen and Cocktails this coming week? All right, when you go there, how well are you loving? That's my challenge for you this week. And then the next several weeks, we're going to dig into this, and we're going to figure out what it is. Because what I don't want is that I don't want this to be church. I want it to be love. I want them to see Jesus. I don't want people to dread or be annoyed or scared about church or uncomfortable. So when you love, all this goes away. Except for maybe broke. But we're rich in Jesus Christ. Right? Yeah. So if you want to know more about this, the next 4 weeks we're going to dig into this. And this is what we're going to be about. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, by your grace alone, we stand here before you today and we hear these words of your new command that we love each other well. Lord, the words that we use, the actions that we take towards one another, the places that you call us to in our lives. Lord, may we reflect that in our lives. May you bless your people today. May you empower them with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus I pray, amen.